So she says she just wanted to let me know there's a possible tornado from the south headed our way.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think we've had a tornado here since like the 80s.
Yep. I think it
Since
was
like when
when
I
I was
was born.
two. Yeah, when they moved here, when my parents moved here. That's the one time there's been a tornado since they've been here. There's a tornado the year that I moved someplace. Nope, I'm gone.
Yeah, like this is a sign. I am
Right.
out.
Hello and welcome to the AP Show Special Tornado Edition.
To be determined, we don't know.
Yeah. I'm gonna operate like it is, so. I'm gonna
Our
hold on to my ear.
priorities are.
The weather is crazy out here!
It's gonna rain!
Hi.
Hello!
I'm Frankie.
I'm not Frankie,
No, you're
as
Ashley.
usual. Yes, I'm Ashley.
No, usually you are Frankie.
Oh, that's true. Sometimes I am Frankie. Or I'm just you.
You're you? Oh, that's right, you. I remember this now. You confused me for a second there. What's going on?
You confused me, not I confused you.
You're gonna do this. How's your week been?
It was a week.
Yeah.
See, I had a birthday on Tuesday, so I
Ooh.
didn't work Monday or Tuesday. So it was a short work week. That was exciting.
What did you do on Monday? Just lays out?
Nothing, yeah.
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
And Tuesday.
Well, you had birthday funds? No?
I didn't have to talk to anyone, so that was birthday fun. Yeah, when my boss asked me how my birthday was, and I was like, "It was excellent. I wasn't here." And he's like, "I guess that's fair." So Saturday, I went to the Bruce Campbell book signing.
Yeah, how was that?
It was a lot of fun. So we did like a little reading from the book, and it was my favorite story, so that was pretty nice. Then they
That's
answered
cool.
questions for about an hour. Then everybody got their book like personalized, and you could take like one other thing to sign, which I didn't know, so I didn't take anything additional. But
What would you have taken?
don't know. I mean, it was other two books, so I guess that would have been cool. Then I guess it would just be like DVDs.
Here's what you need. You need to get an action figure of him. And then have him sign that.
Well, the past.
Well, I mean, for future times.
Oh, yes. Well, someone did take a chainsaw.
Oh,
That
really?
was pretty
Nice.
cool. Yeah. It was actually this little kid dressed up with like the khaki pants and the blue shirt, and they had like a regular waist holster, but because they're tiny, they just put it over their shoulder like the shotgun one.
Yeah.
And had like a mini chainsaw, so he signed that.
Nice.
That was pretty cool.
That's really cool.
He
That's
asked me if I
adorable.
was named after an awesome character. And I was like, "Oh, I don't think so." And then he just winked, and it was like the most dad moment.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you get to ask him a question?
I did not. I mean, I could have, I guess, but I didn't.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like open, like you raise your hand and you picked people. So it was cool. I'm glad I got to go.
Yeah. Do you have any fun tidbits to share that you could think of?
Don't know. I highly recommend picking up his books, though. They're really entertaining.
Are they on audio form? I assume they are.
They are, and I think he actually is the one reading them.
Oh, even better. I really like when they do that,
So he
so.
has two books that are like his career, and then one, Make Love the Bruce Campbell Way, is it's fiction, but it's like set, like written as like real. Because it's like him and like trying to get like a movie or a show started. And then like, so it's like real people and places, but it's made up.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Cool, cool.
This is kind of a hippie.
Is he really? Funny.
Yeah. Just lives out in the woods in Oregon.
Oh, that'd be pretty nice.
Him and his wife grow lavender and sell lavender products.
Like real lavender or quote unquote lavender?
Real lavender. But he is a fan of the quote unquote lavender.
That's cool.
So the story that he read from his newest book was actually when he was in Bulgaria, I think. They were filming The Man with the Screaming Brain. It was like a sci-fi channel movie.
Mm-hmm.
So they're filming two movies, but so he had like an apartment there since he was going to be there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And they were enjoying some quote-unquote lavender. Or he was, not his wife. And outside he hears the police, and he's like super paranoid. So he hears them come up to the third floor, which is where his apartment was. So he orders his wife to go out there and talk to him. And it's just the whole scenario just spirals out of control. And
that sounds awesome.
Yeah. So pretty much the whole book is just stories like that.
Okay.
Fun stories.
Just silly things that have happened.
Yeah.
That's cool. I really like that a lot. I'm going to check it out. What's the name of the book?
The new one is Hail to the Chin.
Okay.
The first part of like the first book is like the first part of his career is If Chins Could Kill. Confessions of a B-rated actor, something like that.
Nice. That's cool. Ah, I'm slightly jealous. I'm glad you got to go, especially for your birthday. That's awesome.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. What other birthday shenanigans did you get into?
Probably like the real thing that I did.
Mm-hmm.
I went to lunch with my brother and his wife, which we had to plan around their schedule. And then I got a very lovely present. And then I got to pay for my own lunch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good times.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Not bitter about the whole thing at all.
Yeah.
Because then his wife was like, oh, how old are you turning? Turned 30. Oh, we should have planned a trip. And I'm like, yeah, I tried to, and then nobody wanted to go.
What were you trying to plan for?
Because I wanted to plan something, because me and my brothers, all of our birthdays within a month.
Yeah.
I was like, well, it's like, I guess a big year for me, like 30.
Yeah.
So I was trying to plan something so all three of us could hang out, and like Adrian and her.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald was cool with it. And Steven was like, meh. So then he ended up flaking out. And then Adrian was like, well, I don't have the money for that. So I was like, all right, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately after he tells me, not after my brother tells me that they're not going to go, his wife is like, oh, we just planned our trip to go to San Diego.
Mm.
And like, hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
So then I guess when I said that, Adrian says that my brother was like all nervous, like he didn't want to talk about it. He's like, oh shit, he's going to call me out right here. I was like, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah. Hmm. And then there's our shenanigans mishap.
Yeah.
I'm
Which
sorry.
It's understandable. I just.
It's no. The problem is, I mean, I don't want to take all of the blame because I'm very, very pissed off at the circumstances. But
I feel like you have none of the blame in this situation. Other than the we're leaving at one when we're meeting at one.
Yeah.
But I guess it's different when you work all in the same office.
Yeah.
That you could, like, okay, everybody clock out at the same time, but. Oh, well.
Yeah, but Star wasn't going to be able to make it anyways. I don't remember exactly why, but yeah, the whole circumstances of that are just ridiculous. So I'm sorry.
I bought myself a nice spinach quesadilla, so it worked out.
So it was at least okay.
Yeah.
We got something delicious. When we ended up going there. What did I end up getting? I don't even remember now. Oh, Ben convinced me to get the carne asada burrito, breakfast burrito, which I don't think I've ever had from there.
Mm-mm.
And it was pretty good. Like, actually really good, I should say.
There's not a lot that I've tried there that I didn't like, but at the same time, I tend to not order a wide variety of stuff there. Like, I found the ones that I really like, and I usually just get those.
Yeah, that's usually what I do, too. But I wanted to try some new stuff, so. This is Taco Cabana, people, by the way.
I don't know if...
It's in Texas. If you're in Texas,
you
can get it.
Is there still one in Arizona?
I don't know about Arizona. I think there's one in Colorado. But if you go online, if you want to get the Albuquerque menu, you specifically have to go to, I think it's albuquerquetacocabana.com. Not tacocabana.com. That'll take you to all the other ones.
That makes sense, because we have a unique flavor set here.
I don't know. Was it created here? Like,
I thought it was, but I don't know.
So maybe the rest are just franchises then? That might be why. I don't know. So happy birthday.
Thank you.
I speak on behalf of the fans, too.
What fans?
It's at least one.
Do we consistently get one download?
I don't know. I actually haven't looked at that yet, so.
Okay.
Hopefully. Keep fingers crossed.
I need the numbers or a graph. A graph would be acceptable also.
I can definitely make graphs.
Okay.
I'll definitely get that. So what else did you do? Anything exciting?
No. I played Monster Hunter.
Yeah, talk about that.
So I finally figured out where to find out how much time I put into it. And I don't want to say how much time I've put into it.
But how much time have you put into it, actually?
45 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like 3/4 of the way done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But after a certain point, it kind of like spikes in difficulty. Mm. So you really have to go back and like refight some of the bigger monsters to upgrade your armor and stuff.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad. But the story is good so far. Adrian gets jealous because fights that he found really difficult, I'm like, oh, that was easy. He's like, what? It like one hit killed my monsters, and I'm like, maybe you just picked the wrong monsters.
Yeah. It's probably true.
So that's pretty much it. I watched some True Blood.
Because
it's free. And when it was originally on, I had seen to the end of season 3, and it was dumb. And then I rewatched it, and I was like, okay, this is still dumb, but I want to know what happens. And then I don't remember which streaming thing it was on at the time, but it was like a few years ago, and then they took it down. So I was like, okay, well, that sucks. So now we have HBO through Hulu, so I can watch it.
Oh, you get HBO through Hulu?
Mm-hmm. It's like $10 or $15.
Hmm.
So that's how I watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah. It's not bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to ask? So, wait. Did you say you finished it? Sorry.
No. Finished season 3 and I just started season 4. So now it's new to me.
So how many seasons are there total then?
7. I thought there was only 5. And I was like, oh, this will be easy to get through. I'm like, oh, that's a lot more than I thought.
Yeah. Are they like full 24 episodes?
No. I want to say they're like 12 to like 16.
Oh yeah, because it's HBO, so yeah. Usually it's shorter on
they're
that.
Like 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So it'll take you a good amount.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
It's spiraling in a lot of different directions right now. You know, only like 3 episodes into the season. It just goes off in like every which way. So I don't know. I don't know what to expect.
Yeah, hopefully they bring that back together. But people had a lot of problems with it for that season in particular, right?
I know, like, at the end of season 3, like, a lot of people were disgruntled with it. But I don't know what happened after that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Fell off my radar.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll have to give us the weekly updates.
Okay.
On if you make it through. If you get the True Blood. That's the goal, right? Like Highlander?
Well, you want to be the only one. No, it's parking.
Oh. Wait, this is Clamdigger?
Clamdigger in disguise.
Oh. This is really confusing, man.
That was pretty much it. I got a whole carrot cake from my office.
Oh, nice.
That's exciting.
That is exciting. I'm not big on carrot cake. Like, I like have a few slices and it's good. But I can't eat a whole carrot cake, for sure.
Yeah, it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
There's a lot of diabetes to be had from carrot cake.
Right.
Because of the frosting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of frosting, so. In general.
Fair.
So I haven't done a whole lot. I've seen some movies.
Mm-hmm.
I played a game. I guess I'll start at It.
The movie. It.
Yeah, the movie. Not IT, the movie. Did you see that meme?
Yeah.
It was really good.
So what'd you think?
I loved it. It was amazing. I was totally blown away.
Yeah. I didn't have super high hopes for it. Like, I figured it would be okay.
Yeah, same.
But it thoroughly exceeded my expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Pennywise didn't come off as ridiculous as he looked, like, in a over-the-top, stupid way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, in the movie, it's really fitting. And all the stuff that he does, it's
mm-hmm.
it's great, you know? It's the creepiness factor. It's actually, I think it actually really exemplified and kind of went back to what's his name? The guy who did it before?
Tim Curry?
There you go, Tim Curry. What I loved about him, which we talked about last week, quote unquote, where, you know, Tim Curry, he was really silly one minute and then he's just creepy the next. And that's what I really liked about the movie or the miniseries. And so they kind of do that a bit in this, and it didn't really, there wasn't anything that was really scary, but I was totally enthralled, and the kids were great actors.
Mm-hmm.
The changes that they did to the story, and I don't know how, I haven't read the book, so I don't know how much closer it is to the actual story, but the changes that they made from the previous ones, they weren't crazy, you know. It was all fitting within the universe, so I didn't feel like it did anything to disservice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really enjoyed it.
What was your favorite of the kids' nightmares or fears?
My favorite.
Yeah. It was the most well done, I guess.
I don't know. I really like them all.
I really liked the painting for the Jewish kid.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That one was super creepy. And then that the one in the library basement.
Oh, yeah, that one was really good, too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it would be the painting, honestly. If I really thought about it, because of the way that scene happened. It was definitely, like, the most creepifying out of it all.
Mm-hmm.
It was very Slenderman-y too. So yeah, that was really cool. Yeah, the way they did all of that was just, it was awesome. I mean, there's some cheesy parts to it, but I think that for me, that always happens in pretty much every scary movie. I don't know any scary movie that, you know, there's just some things where your suspension of disbelief just isn't there for that moment, and you're just like, oh yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, overall, since I usually, for scary movies, it's nothing but that for me. It's just like, I don't know, one of the examples I usually give is, what's that one with Haley Joel Osment where Bruce Willis is actually dead?
Sixth Spoiler Sense? Alert.
Yeah, Sixth Sense. When like he starts freaking out at the teacher and starts calling him Stuttering Stanley over and over again.
Yes, it's this is so like.
The first time I saw that, I could not stop laughing.
Yeah, like this is just such a lame moment.
Yeah, what's going on? but yeah, and then is it Richie? I can't remember. The one that cusses a lot. Dang, does he cuss a lot? Like every other word out of his mouth is fuck, and it's pretty funny.
And it's like the one kid where he's like freaking out, and he finds out all his pills are gazebo.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah, those kids are. They were awesome.
So. Which surprised me because child actors usually are like not that great.
Yeah.
Or they're either like really good or really bad.
Yeah.
There seems to not be like a whole lot of middle ground for them. But that might just be that it's hard to write for kids because you're not a kid.
Yeah, exactly. And that was what was really interesting too is seeing the guy from the kid from Stranger Things,
mm-hmm.
seeing him pull off a second amazing performance. As I mean, he's not drastically different, but he is different enough where you know he clearly wasn't the same character.
Yeah.
You know, just I feel like a lot of the times what does also happen with kid actors is they can play these particular parts really well because they relate to it really well. But yeah, to see him pull off two different characters really just amazingly well, like that kid, he's awesome. So yeah, I hope we see him in more stuff later. So the second thing that I saw was Alien Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie was weird. It was really weird, but I really enjoyed it. I know a lot of people were kind of put off, but I think people were put off in the same way that they were put off by Prometheus.
Yeah.
Which is that it's kind of an out there story, and I don't know. It's really, to me, it just feels like, oh, here's just some fan service-y stuff, you know? Like, I'm gonna give you some more details of kind of what went on, and maybe it's not all straightforward, and we're gonna raise new questions and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was really fun. I feel like the twist of the movie was extremely obvious, but I don't know that they were trying to hide it exactly from people watching.
I haven't seen it since I saw it like when it first came out. But this was one where I felt like was too explained at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, I got it like 45 minutes ago. And like, it really bothered me that they're like spoon feeding you like, oh, this is what's going on. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
So I don't know if because Prometheus didn't do that and it was like nothing but questions at the end.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of people didn't like it, that they were trying to address that with this. I'm like, okay, well, we're just going to put it out there so you don't have to think about it and you know.
Yeah.
Which was, like, probably the only thing that I disliked about it.
Yeah, agreed. Because, you know, and honestly, I felt like, I don't know, Should I get into spoilers? Can I get into spoilers?
It's already out on video. Like, it's been out for long.
Okay. Spoilers. So, I kind of wish that they wouldn't have said anything about if it was David or not. You know? If they would have just left it at that.
Yeah.
That, I think, would have been better. But again, like you said, maybe they felt pressured too because of what happened with Prometheus. Because, yeah, I feel like that's the only thing that I felt was, honestly, like, a detriment to the entire thing. I was like, that could have been a really great mystery to kind of keep in your head. Because, I mean, but yeah, they spell it out everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you definitely know it. It's not a surprise when the surprise comes. I don't think. I mean, I don't know anybody who was caught off guard by that particular thing.
Yeah,
anybody that I've talked to yet. So yeah, but I don't know. Overall, though, I loved it. It was a fun adventure. It was really cool to see, kind of a weird like glimpse into the history of the engineers.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. And
did you like the Michael Fassbender on Michael Fassbender makeup scene?
Right, that was a little awkward because I was thinking to myself, like, when something like that happens, it's like, how would it feel if you actually had a clone of yourself? Like, I don't know, it'd be weird for me. I don't like it.
I was okay with it. I'm just gonna put that out there.
But yeah, the story was cool. I like the way they brought everything in and the way that he even lies and the way they kind of like explain that he's kind of like this fall from grace AI, you know. It's interesting. So It was really cool in the end. I really liked it. I enjoyed it. If you like Prometheus, I think you should go see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does actually explain how some of those things happen in a way, like, ish.
Or at least tie up some of the loose ends from Prometheus, but then leave open some more.
Yeah, exactly. And then I played Project Octopath, which was a demo, came out a few weeks ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Square Enix game, very old school 2D RPG, but they have these really cool backgrounds. Like, it's a 3D world. So, the visual style is amazing. I enjoyed it 100%. It was actually, I haven't played a whole lot of it. I want to say I've done about an hour, 2 hours of it. Which is quite a bit for a demo, to be honest. But, so I just played through the girl's story, which is kind of like, she had her family killed when she was really young, and she decides to be a dancer. And so, like, she's...
Like a real dancer?
No, like a dancer.
Or a quote-unquote dancer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so she does that, I guess, to kind of, like, find out, because I guess one of the guys who helped kill her family, I guess, visits this particular place. So she's dancing there to try to find him. And so, of course, you know, where the story begins is it's the day that she finally sees him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you actually, the boss fight is going up against the owner of the burlesque place, and it was actually really difficult. And I'm assuming, I should say, it was difficult because I played through it twice, the boss fight twice, and I just got slaughtered. But then I kind of picked up how you're actually supposed to play, so there's there's this really interesting mechanic where you can boost your attack. Well, you can boost whatever you do. And it looks like it builds up after every turn. I'm not exactly sure what causes it to build. But you can activate that, and it can boost. If you decide to do a physical attack, it'll boost that. And if you do magic, it'll boost that. Mm-hmm. And so what you can actually do is stack that in a way, because so she has this ability where she can either also boost your physical or magic attacks. So if you boost that spell and then you start attacking after that, then with those attacks boosted, then you're getting like, I went from like doing like, I think it was like 50 damage with her spell attack, to actually comboing that up correctly how you should be doing it to like, I think it was like 300, 400 damage. Yeah.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah. It was like, and once I started understanding, okay, that's how you have to play her, the fight was so much easier.
Nice.
But yeah, so you can stack things like that. It's really cool. What's cool about her is you get to entice NPCs, so that when you get into a battle, you can call them. Like, they'll follow you on this, on like the map screen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're in battle, you can call them, and I think they're there for like 3 or 4 rounds, and they do whatever. A normal attack that they have, and then they have a special attack that they can do too. And I think it's pretty random. It seems like they actually try to be pretty situational. Like, if there's multiple enemies and they have an attack that does damage to multiple enemies, they will favor that over doing one attack, mm-hmm. a single character attack. So the AI seems okay in that regards. But yeah, it was really cool the way that it all worked together. After you do that boss fight, you're still able to go around. And so I kind of took a look around at some places. I haven't actually really gone anywhere yet, but I want to play some more. And they give you actually a second character that you can play with. And I guess it's all in, supposed to be the same world.
Mm-hmm.
But the different characters, there's 8, which I guess is why it's called Project Octopath. There's 8 different characters. Each one of them has a different skill. So, like how I said, with a girl, you can recruit people. I guess with the other guy in the demo, you'll be able to challenge people to a duel instead.
Okay.
And he's like a fighter type, you know, so.
So he doesn't like take off his glove and slap him?
Maybe he does.
I want that to happen.
I'll see. We'll find out.
A gentleman's duel.
Yeah. So, yeah. It was really fun. I really, really want to check out the game when it comes out. It's supposed to come out, I believe, beginning of next year. It might just be next year, but I want to say they said at the beginning of 2018. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. Again, it's a demo, and there's definitely a lot to it, so...
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good stuff about it.
Have you? Okay.
And that, like, the reviewer for the one that I saw had played like, I want to say like 5 hours.
Yeah.
Still had stuff to do. So mm-hmm. It's a giant demo.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea where, because I mean, after you beat the boss, it gives you like a little message. It's like, here's how the game's going to go, blah, 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 blah. Like, this is the end of the demo, but you can still go around and do things. And, you know, you try to go to some places and they're blocked off, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so there's a lot there to explore, and I'm really interested to see if they're going to give anything to people who play the demo. But yeah, I'm 100% interested in this game and picking this game up, so they convinced me.
Sounds exciting.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all I really got. Everything else just par for the course.
Just did Monster Hunter. Looking forward to Cuphead when I get home.
Oh, that's right.
Very excited for that. Mm-hmm. Everything about that game has won me over. It looks so good.
It does look so good. How much is it?
I want to say 30, but I might be incorrect.
I'm Let me pick that up tonight.
On
the PC. Does it not come out on the PC the same day? Oh, no!
I think it is an Xbox exclusive.
No, it's supposed to come out on the PC, too. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Let me check here. Let me see. If I could type with my left hand.
Oh, Xbox and Windows. Mm. Oh, well, that makes sense. It's Microsoft.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's $19.99.
Oh, okay. Even better. Yeah, I'll probably definitely pick that up and we can talk about that next week.
Yeah.
Because that game looks amazing. It looks like it's going to be super difficult, but.
Yeah. I just like
the animation.
Everything about it.
Yeah.
Even like all of the enemies, when they poof, they'll make their own unique squeaks and honks.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
That's good. Yeah, it looks like that's definitely a labor of love.
Well, I mean, it's taken long enough for them to put it out.
That's true. Yeah, really? When was it announced? Because I've been excited about that game for a really long time.
I thought that it was supposed to be like when the Xbox One came out.
That's very probable.
So like 5-6 years ago? No.
No.
Four. Maybe four.
Has it been that long? Oh my god, it has been that long, huh? Jeez.
Yeah.
We were talking about the ambassador program. Oh, that's the other thing I did. So we went to get Angelie went to get a SNES Classic last night at Walmart. I was going to try to get one too, but I had to work, so I didn't get there in time to get a ticket. But we hung out while she waited in line. Well, waited for the line to start. But yeah, we were talking about the ambassador program for the 3DS, you know, all those games that we got and how, I guess that really didn't happen that long ago. That was only like 3 or 4 years ago too. I guess because.
Oh, when they actually came out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
it was a pretty decent wait from when the 3DS launched to when we actually got them.
Yeah, because they were like, oops, sorry guys. Our bad. But yeah, it makes me feel old.
Yeah, Adrian should be picking up his about now. He's able to reserve one.
Mm-hmm. Nice, nice. Where's he getting it from?
GameStop.
That's cool.
And I know they're making it more available than the NES Classic.
Yeah.
So that's good. Well, potentially good.
I've heard there isn't that big of an issue, I guess, at least compared to the NES Classic.
Yeah.
What's funny is I read that it's actually the same internal hardware. It looks like everything is exactly the same.
Makes sense. I mean, there's not really like a lot of power needed for those, so.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure pretty much any chips that you can buy, even like the really low-end stuff, will be more than capable of handling probably even up to the 64.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I guess that's how they're going to be able to put out more of the NES Classic. Because they did say that next summer, right? I think it's next summer they're going to be releasing more.
Okay.
And yeah, and they're not having as big of shortages on the SNES Classic. Although when us being there, there's like, so I think Walmart had about 30. Angelie was number 22. So yeah, I think they had 30 total. And then like just before midnight, like an hour before midnight, just all sorts of people showed up.
Yeah.
And it's like,
of course.
Yeah.
They're all going to be disappointed.
Yeah, one of the manager came down and he was like, listen, we only have a certain amount. Whoever has a ticket, they're the one that's going to get it, unless either person with the ticket isn't here or they don't have the money to pay for it. There isn't going to be extra, so
yeah,
that's it.
And I feel like that's a better way to handle it, because with the Switch, we had to do ours at a different location because the one that we usually go to is in the mall and they don't really do midnights. Mm-hmm. So we had to go to a different location to pick it up. And they only had a couple extra. And there was a huge crowd. But he didn't bother telling them.
Yeah.
Like the people that had been waiting in line literally like all day. And he's like, no, we'll just let them all hang out. It's like good hype. And I'm like,
yeah, that's
just
shitty.
A dick move.
Yeah, seriously.
Because all these people are all excited. They've been waiting here again all day. And then you're like, oh, only these two.
Yep. I mean, and honestly, like all of those people, they still stuck around just to see. I can almost guarantee you, you're not going to like scare anybody away. They're going to want to try.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're there for a reason.
Yeah.
But
like, at least give people like, let them know their chances.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're not like super heartbroken. And like, if they do want to go home or like,
yeah,
maybe go somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. Where they might have a better chance. Like, yeah. No, you're just ruining it for them.
But that manager is notoriously an a-hole.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
But yeah, it was fun. We took some of the bean bags at Walmart and kind of sat there, camped out, played some DS games, just kind of talked. And then I bought some snacks, and I realized that's why they... So I guess getting a ticket, you have to stay in the store. They wouldn't let you leave.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't know how they could really keep track of that, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently those were the rules. But I'm sure that's why, just to make you buy some food and drink.
Yeah. Oh, might as well get something else out of this.
Yep. But yeah, it was still a fun experience. It was pretty cool. And it was all, at least the way the Walmart did it, it was handled really well. And I saw that there were actually 5 Switches that were there, so.
Yeah, it's been better to get them now. But I feel like in the next month or so, that's going to drop off because everybody's getting them for holidays. And then Nintendo goes on their, like, winter break.
Mm-hmm.
So they take off, like, December and January when they don't make anymore.
Yep.
So. Yeah. Unless you want to wait until spring, you should probably pick one up soon.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, every time I go to Walmart, I kind of go by there and kind of check it out. And I'd never seen 5 at a Walmart before. I mean, they might have just literally restocked.
Yeah, usually it's only like 1 or 2.
Yeah.
But I feel like this one was handled a lot better than like the Wii U and even the Wii.
Yeah, the Wii was a nightmare. So yeah. Newsy times?
Newsy times.
News you.
So they put out the trailer for Red Dead Redemption 2. Did you watch that?
I did not.
Have you played Red Dead Redemption?
I didn't.
Well then I guess you're not missing out. I started Red Dead Redemption well after it came out. And I was really excited because nothing had been spoiled for me. And then that was when I was still working at GameStop. And I was filing stuff. And then this guy came up to talk to the guy that was at the register. And then just ruined the ending.
What?
And it was like just by chance. Like he was just talking about it. But I'm like, oh, God damn man. It. So then I kind of stopped playing it. So I'm going to go back and finish it up. But it looks really good.
You can keep going.
Are you still trying to find stuff?
No, I'm just trying to load this thing up. I don't have that much, though, anyway, so.
I don't know what happened to my other one.
Okay, I can go now.
I can give you a list of Monster Hunter eggs.
Sure.
There's just pictures. They all have different patterns, so when you're stealing them, you have 3 chances in the den to like get different eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's helpful to like not get crap monsters.
Oh, I see. Nice.
Unless you want to like actually remember
all of them.
Seen, like, yeah, like 80 different patterns and colors.
Yeah. I'm not a little kid anymore. I can't do that.
But there is one feature in the game that is really adorable, and it's pretty pointless. So around the world, there's these lost pigs called poogies.
Poogies?
And they have, like, little patterns on them, so they look like they're wearing, like, little jumpers.
Oh, yeah?
And some of them, like, there's one where he's wearing, like, a black onesie with little red boots, and he has wings and a pointy tail.
Oh,
and his name's Final Boss. And there's one that's, like, green, and then on its butt, it's, like, red like a watermelon with little seeds.
Uh-huh.
So it's just, like, a really adorable, like, and if, I guess if you find all 100 of them, you'll get an egg, so you can actually have one in your party.
Oh.
So that's what I'm trying for.
How many, like, do you have?
Like 60.
Wow.
So yeah, they're just hidden, like, all over the place.
Huh. That's cool. That sounds adorable. Do you get, like, a specific one in your party, or is it
Yeah, it's a specific one.
Okay. Interesting. So the Wii Shop channel will be closing down in 2019.
Sad.
Yep.
I like their music.
An era, right?
It's like the best elevator music.
It really is. there's been a few times that it's just got, like, randomly stuck in my head at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll start kind of humming it. And then I hear Ben humming it too. It's like, that's how you know. You're nerds.
The new Picross game came out for the Switch.
Oh, yeah.
Made me need to pick that up.
I think it was Star that picked it up.
Mm-hmm. We were both super Picross nerds.
Mm-hmm.
And SteamWorld Dig 2 came out last Friday. I haven't downloaded it yet because I have to wait for Adrian. So we can play it together.
What?
Yeah.
Like, I'll a, like, couple?
Can I just download it and play it since I'm going to be home Monday and Tuesday? And he's like, yeah, I guess. I was like, ugh, fine. I'll just wait. I'm ruining my fun.
So there's this weird Nintendo Creators Program thing where apparently they're not allowing YouTubers to live stream anymore.
I saw that.
Yeah, which kind of defeats the purpose, I feel, of the Creators Program, right? I mean,
I feel like a lot of YouTube is a lot of weird things are happening with YouTube these days. Oh, yeah.
Totally.
So while I'm not, like, wholly surprised, it is a sad turn of events.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, too, because I've heard that there's been some YouTubers who have said that, you know, some of the changes that YouTube has made might actually be beneficial for gamers, for live streamers, which is weird because I didn't think that would happen. And I'm not sure exactly what they're talking about. I don't know all the details. We're not on YouTube yet.
Mm, I will fight that. And I have to look like a human being.
Ooh. Hey, it's easier for you than it is for me, so.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not true at all.
But yeah, it's, I don't know why Nintendo wants to strangle that so bad. I mean, clearly they've never liked it, but I don't know why. Like,
maybe they don't want a bad representation of their IPs.
Maybe. Well, when you have people like PewDiePie.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just don't know what's going to happen. But that's the thing, is that, you know, for this program, I mean, you look at certain reviewers, you know, on YouTube. They do product reviews, and they have, like, a close relationship with the manufacturers for whatever, you know, they're reviewing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and a lot of times they're usually told, you know, hey, before you put out a bad review, you have to tell us, you know, like, what it is the issues are, so that, you know, we know if we can work with you mm-hmm. to make sure that, you know, it's not just you got a bad product or, you know, whatever the case may be. Maybe there's something that's, you know, out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not exactly trying to be mischievous, but they're obviously wanting to, you know, not
make sure they're valid concerns before it's just wild.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, that might just be something that I feel like Nintendo should probably invest in, because I'm sure that a lot of gaming companies do that with a lot of the reviews they give out. I'm not sure if Nintendo doesn't do that, but it sounds like the way that they keep that whole, all the streamers, it seems like they're very much, you know, arm's length away. So maybe that's the issue, but I don't know. Again, I don't know all the details of it, but it is unfortunate. That's all I really got, actually. There's a lot of news this week.
Yeah, nothing really piqued my interest a whole lot.
No, I mean, so I was on a podcast with Jason, Games and Junk, last week, and even at a Tokyo Game Show, there wasn't a whole lot that came out. You know, we were trying to all sift through the news, and it was like, there's nothing much here. So
there were some really cool booths at Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
The Monster Hunter Worlds.
Yeah, apparently they went all out, right?
Yeah, it was bananas.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. Like, everything else is just embarrassing in comparison.
Yeah, that would have been cool to go.
But I mean, Monster Hunter is always huge there, so
yeah, they deserve it. Especially, I mean, with the games that are out and are going to be coming out, I mean, they should definitely step up the marketing, because holy cow, those games look good. So I'm excited. What's the new one called again? The new one that's going to be, is it out on PC too? It's just on Xbox and PlayStation, right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know if I got announced for PC, but
I think that one is Worlds.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Stories wasn't going to come out here initially, because they're like, oh, they just like Pokemon games. Like,
right.
And I guess they finally convinced them to put it out here. So.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of things that, you know, get released in Japan, they're like, oh, it'll never go over for a Western audience. And it's like, it's different. Like, it's the same, but different. Just give it a shot.
Yeah.
You might be surprised. It's like, you already made it. I know it's kind of like, it's frustrating to have to like do the what's it called?
When you bring something over.
Not just a
localization.
There you go, localization. It can be a whole ordeal in and of itself, but
I mean, even with like Xenoblade, I went to Europe and Australia, and then they're like, oh no, Americans don't want it, so we're not gonna do it. And we're like, just give us their version. Which is what they ended up doing,
mm-hmm.
and it was like phenomenal. And then they did the 3DS version.
Yeah, exactly. I like if you're gonna make it in English, even if it's, you know, British English.
Just, yeah, like it's okay. Fine.
Yeah, it would be fine. You know, or vice versa. You know, if especially if you're already gonna put in the work to do an English translation, just release it in all English speaking countries.
Like, it's close enough to where it's not gonna be a problem.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, some things might get lost in translation, but 99% of it won't, so.
Yeah.
unless it's, the story is, like, rooted in, like, you know, history. I'm pretty sure it'll be fine. well, yeah. Should we wrap this up, then?
Wrap it up.
Put a bow on it?
No, bow.
Ring?
I feel like a ring might be good this time.
Yeah, you liked it, so.
Really shows our commitment.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Gold? Silver? Platinum?
I don't like gold.
Silver?
I will go with silver or platinum.
Okay. What about white gold?
More acceptable.
What's the difference between white gold and gold other than the color? Like, is there
metallic? I don't know. Maybe different durability? Or what is it? Tinsel strength? I don't know what it is.
Yeah, something
like that. Their hardness?
Yeah.
Brittleness?
I don't know. We know somebody who would probably know the answer.
Nina? Is that who you're talking about?
No, I was talking about Michael.
How would he know?
Because he knows about all.
The... Oh, that Michael.
Yeah, sorry.
Different Michael, and I was like, why would he know?
Yeah, you should probably specify the last name with the name like Michael.
Yes. Well, I was thinking Nina, because she's like a chemist.
Yeah. Yeah, she would know too.
Probably. I feel like I could probably just look this up also.
Yeah, but would we get a complete answer if we just
looked at the internet? Well, I took a lot of chemistry classes, so I could probably figure it out.
Okay.
Eventually. I don't think it's going to be too difficult of an answer.
It's weird. As much as I like chemistry, I've just never been interested in taking classes for it.
I loved my classes.
I mean, I liked...
The labs were fun, unless you had, like, a stupid lab partner.
Yeah. But partners in school projects... They ruin, like, it's hit or miss. It's really hit or miss.
That is very true.
Killian and I, like, would bitch about it all the time. When either of us had to work in either a group or with a partner, it's just like,
I feel like working with one partner was better than a group. Because at least if they sucked, like, you could just, like, okay, you suck. I know I'm going to have to do this all myself. But a group, you have to, like, more people to corral.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
More chances for your grade to get screwed up.
Yep. But I get it's easier for the instructors.
Yeah.
They have lives too. Or something.
Sometimes.
Right.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. That's true. All right. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in this week.
Yes. I will hopefully have an answer for you next week.
Okay. Also, it looks like the recording actually worked this time.
Yay!
Which is nice. So, I don't know. Should I put it at the beginning or the end?
The beginning, because...
Try to make it seem more...
Timeline, it flows.
Yeah, okay.
It'd be confusing.
Yeah.
To go back in time.
Okay.
She's barking at the floor.
She just hears random noises outside. She'll start barking. I think she's barking specifically at the crack between the door and the floor. Since that's where all the sound is emanating from. Now she's just barking at you.
Oh boy.
She's crazy.
You can find us at classicgamermarine.com
and facebook.com/
8-bit show or /CGB network.
Correct.
We got Twitters.
We do have Tweety boxes.
Frankie1029.
Uh-huh.
Zambot with an X.
Mm-hmm.
Same for Instagram.
Mm-hmm. I still haven't posted anything there.
I have some stuff.
I'll try to get on it. I make no promises, though.
I had one new follower on Twitter. I don't know who they are, but I appreciate it. With, like, the three things... that I've posted.
What's their username?
I don't know.
Pull it up. Give them a shout out.
What if they're not at all related? It's just like some random spam bot.
And it'll be funny.
Where is the tweets? It's loading.
Sexy lover. 5678. Couldn't even come up with an original number. It just went down the line.
Where do these show up, like, in order from when they...
I think, under, like, your list of followers?
Yeah.
They used to. I don't know if they do anymore.
I don't know.
Let's see.
That's how they are. So I don't know who it is.
Maybe it's that guy at the top?
I don't know. This is more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah.
I'll keep track on new ones.
Okay.
I'll write them down in a...
Just take a screenshot.
I guess that works too. Whatever.
Sorry. Just trying to save you time.
Well, I meant like a note on here.
Oh, yeah. Good call. This dog. So yeah, you can catch us there. And we'll see you guys next week.
Or you'll hear us next week.
We might see them too.
Will we?
We might. Probably not.
Or will they see us?
Probably not that either.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay, bye.
Bye.